Welcome to the Evolve with EdTech podcast. In this podcast, we share tips, tricks, and tools to help you incorporate new and engaging educational technology into your classroom, to help you evolve the creativity, communication, and technological abilities of your students, colleagues, and school community. So sit back and welcome your host and Evolve EdTech creator, Tristan Heron.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the next edition of Innovative EdTech here at Evolve EdTech. My name is Tristan. It is so wonderful to see you again. Tonight, lights, camera, education, 10 ways that you can use the amazing video editing tool called Animoto in your classroom with your students. We're going to go through and explore that powerful and amazing tool with you. All right, tonight, what are we going to have a look at in this episode? I'm going to start off by explaining to you what Animoto is if you have never heard about this tool before. I'm going to very quickly show you the platform, how you can use it. Tonight's episode is not really a tutorial episode. It's more of an episode showing you other ways that you could use this tool as a teacher or other ways that your students could use this tool within the classroom setting. So it's not so much a tutorial tonight, it's more about the application of the tool. We will then dive in and have a look at those 10 ways that you could use Animoto. I'll go through the plans and pricing options because like all good ed tech, not everything is free and not everything is free forever, but I'll go through and explain those pricing options for you. And then we'll finish off the episode by just showing you how you can still connect with us here at Evolve EdTech once this webinar tonight finishes. We've got a jam-packed episode, so I suppose we should just dive straight in and get started. All right, so what is Animoto? I have been using Animoto for a number of years, and I'm going to show you some of the creations that I have made with Animoto when we dive into having a look at the actual backend and the interface of Animoto. But what is it? Animoto is an easy-to-use video creation platform that empowers teachers and students to produce engaging, professional-looking videos. With its drag-and-drop interface, vast library of stock images, music, and video clips, Animoto simplifies storytelling, presentations, and project-based learning, enhancing classroom creativity and digital literacy. So Animoto does so many things, and I think if you are going to go out there and try and test this tool, you will love it as much as I did, and you will love it as much as our students do. And I have used it with students in the classroom for specific learning activities. So it's a really simple tool. That's what I love. Okay, we've got that drag and drop interface. There's nothing complicated. It's simple, it's accessible, it's exciting, it's fun, and it's a tool that you should definitely have a go at exploring in your classroom. All right, so now that we know a little bit more about what Animoto is, I think it's really important that I go and show you what Animoto looks like first. As I mentioned, this is not a full-blown tutorial this time. Today, we're looking at the application of Animoto as a teacher and what we could use it for with our students. But I really want to show you just how much this particular EdTech tool has grown. I was a really early user, and I have seen each evolution and each version come along, and it has grown and continued to improve to a level that is just outstanding. And they continue to innovate, and they continue to find ways to make their tool even more powerful, exciting, and a wonderful asset that could be part of your EdTech toolbox. So let's jump over and have a look now so that you can get a little bit of an idea as to what Animoto looks like from the back end, if it might be something that you're interested in exploring. So let's head over here. Let's exit that full screen and head over to Animoto. All right, so I've already logged in just to save us a little bit of time this episode. And once you are jumping in and once you've logged into Animoto, you will end up on your workspace. okay? This is something that has evolved, and it's something that is pretty amazing. Now, I'm just going to go over here to this left-hand side where it says My Workspace, and you'll see the term workspace is starting to come up more and more with a range of different EdTech tools, and that's because they are looking at ways to make their tools more collaborative, make them available to teams. So you will actually see here that you have the option to upgrade to a team subscription, which means that you'll be able to collaborate and use an Emoto with other people in your team, okay? I've seen it on a lot of other EdTech tools, which is absolutely amazing, that they're really focusing on that collaboration aspect of EdTech and also that collaboration aspect of just life in general. And looking at the fact that we don't just need to do all this singly by ourselves, we can actually do this collaboratively as part of a team. So at the moment, I am in My Workspace. All right, you can see here that I have a big pop-up banner here telling me to upgrade. That is because I'm currently on the free plan of an Emoto, okay? I'll explain the plans and pricing later. I'm currently a free member. I have been a paid member in the past. I'm not at this particular moment. And the reason why I am not a paid subscriber at the moment is because, just like everything in the world, I do have my own bills and costs and things like that. And I do sometimes need to make a decision as to whether or not I continue to use a particular tool. And at this point in time, I've had a few years of change and a few years of disruption in my life. So I chose to pop that one to the side for the moment. But Enomoto is something that I might look at again in the future because I absolutely loved it, and you're about to see why. So we're on our dashboard here, and this is where we'll find all of our projects. Now, if you scroll down here, you will see all of your projects that you have created at some point in time. And you will see here that all of these digital templates are my digital templates, which are available for you to use. We have a range of tutorial videos here for Evolve EdTech. These ones are a little bit out of date now because they're referring to a particular part of my website that no longer exists because of change and growth. If you continue to hover through this, you will continue to see all of the projects that you have created. Now, one thing that I really find slightly frustrating with Enomoto is the inability to create folders. And you can see here that there are so many projects. However, the search bar is amazing. So if you name your projects in a way that is really logical, it will be really easy for you to find things. So if I'm going to go here and I'm going to go to a tool that I love as well, Poll Everywhere, I know that there's a video on Poll Everywhere, and it's just put it up here. And that's because that particular word was part of the title that I saved it as. So that is really great. So the projects and the search bar there is really handy dandy if you have a large number of projects that you are using and creating with yourself, for your students, or your school community. Okay, so what we are going to go up to the top here, the little Enomoto logo here in the top left-hand corner, that will just take you back to the Workspace homepage, essentially. Down the bottom here, we can watch a quick video to help us get started with using Enomoto. That's fantastic as well. We have our projects. We can create some templates if there are particular templates that we use. That is a pro feature, so that is a paid feature, and I'll explain that to you a little bit later as well. Okay, we do have the option to upgrade. I will go through that with you again a little bit later as well, just that you know some of those planning and pricing options. We have our tutorials. And of course, if we scroll over here, we do have our options for our projects, our account, all of those doodads there. But the part we really want to get onto is how to create a video, because we know it is a drop and drag feature, which makes it so simple. So we have two different options here. We have Enomoto Memories. This is what I started using when I started using Enomoto. So this is the original, the OG way of using Enomoto. Nothing wrong with using it. You can absolutely use it. Have some fun. Choose one of these templates, and you'll actually see some videos that I will show you when we go through some of these 10 ways to use Animoto, where you will see some of these templates in use. So you will choose your template, you will create it, you will then produce it, okay? And it will have a beautiful, very simple video that you could use with your students or you could share with your school community. So simple, so fun, so exciting. So if I click on this one here, Grace, because that requires an upgrade. So it will tell you, okay, if you can use it. This one here, all right, it's going to tell me that I can use this one and I can make a 30-second video for free. Obviously, if you are a paid subscriber, you do have more availability of some of those settings and of some of those time lengths, but at the moment, I'm not paid, so we don't have that. You can see over here that we can change the style, so we can go back and change this. Okay, we'll go back to create. We can add logos, pictures, we can add our text. All right, we can do all kinds of things here to create a wonderful video that you could use with your students. So that is, I'm just going to leave that one for now so we can head back to the create a video page. That is Animoto Memories. Perfectly acceptable, nothing wrong with that. But if you're looking for something a little bit more fancy, Animoto 3 is where you are going to want to go. So let's head over to Animoto 3 and have a look at Animoto 3. This is where the fun begins. So again, we have our template gallery, which is fantastic. Just remember that then you don't have to be pigeonholed by a particular template. Manipulate it, create it, create. Do whatever you need to do so that that template fits the purpose that you are trying to use it for. So don't just think that you have to use the education ones if we're creating a video for our school or our school community. So let's choose one of these. Okay, yep, I can use this one. It's creating my project, which is fantastic. All right, and now you will see how easy it is to use Animoto. So we have the option, first up, to upload our photos and videos. Yes, you can upload videos as well. You could also use the stock library of Getty images if you would like to. All right, and they're appearing over here in the panel on the right-hand side. We do have a search bar. Okay, obviously, maybe we'll undo Pro and Teams so that the images that come up are going to be accessible for us. So let's choose this one just here. We just drag and drop it into our template like that. How simple is that? All right, so we've got a few things. We can change our layout. So we can change the layout of each individual slide, all right, which is fantastic. Okay, don't be feeling again like you can't do additional adjustments with each of these templates, okay, because you absolutely can do that. So we can change our templates, which is really cool and exciting. We can change our colors, all right? We only have access to a range of basic colors when you're on the free plan, but that is okay. If you're looking for more custom colors, you will need to make sure that you are subscribed to one of the specific plans available. And our accent color is also available there as well. We can also add our text as well. We can add additional text. We can also delete other text if we do not like or do not require that text. So that is available as well. All right, so you can do that. We can also make some changes to our text by double clicking. We can change the side. We can change the justification, the color, etc. We can also add a title. All right, and we can delete those as well. And we can also add a range of elements. These look like they're really new and things that I haven't explored before. But let's have a look at these. Oh, don't know what that element is. Don't know what that one's doing. You just saw all of my Google Home products. So you can add elements here. So let's drop and drag this in. Oh, okay. Just to make it a little bit more fancy, a little bit more exciting, which is amazing. All right. I'm going to go back over here. Just like I mentioned, this is really quick because this is just a general orientation of this interface. Over here on the right-hand side is our media library. So if you import any images or video, this is where you'll be able to find those, so you can access them from your own device, Drive, Dropbox, OneBox, etc., and you will be able to find those just here, okay? And again, you would just drop and drag those into your slides, okay, as part of your presentation. We already know about the stock images, and you can create starred images there. We'll just go to here so that you have quick access to those if you would like to use those in the future. All right, so that is that general area of the interface. Up the top, we have the design. Okay, we can go and change our design. We can go and change our settings, our fonts. All right, if there's a particular color or particular font or particular style that you are going for, you can go up and manipulate that just up here in design. We can add audio, okay? Obviously, we are using the free version, so we will be limited with what types of audio we have available, but you can go and add audio, all right, to our videos. We can change our ratio, so if we're looking for creating a video for a particular type of application, so say Facebook or Instagram, we might choose the square option. If we're looking at something for Facebook or Instagram stories, we might go vertical, and we will see that the project is adjusted so that that particular ratio is represented and reflected. We can also record, all right, so we can screen record here. Okay, we can use our camera and we can use our screen and camera at the same time. Not something that I ever played with, but it looks like something where your students could use it so that they could maybe reflect on something or explain a particular piece of work or something that they have included in their Edomodo presentation. We can add comments. So again, if we are using Teams, all right, we can leave that feedback just like a lot of other applications, which is great. And we do have the ability to undo and redo if we make an error and a boo-boo. Once we have done all of that, we're going to export our wonderful video. Now, obviously, we're just using the free version at this particular point in time, which means that we are going to be limited to a much lower quality video than other people who are paying for it and have the pro editions. We won't be able to download our videos, but we can view them and we can share them with the link, and we will be able to embed them into our website or into something like Google Sites, all right? So even though we can't download them, there are a number of ways that we can actually share the videos that we have created in the Edomodo platform. So simple, so cool, absolutely so amazing. So that is a very, very quick overview of how you create a project using Edomodo, okay? It's so simple. And through a very constructive, a very specific, explicit orientation, your students will be able to use it like pros very quickly. So it's a tool that not only you could use, but I believe your students will absolutely love using as well. So that is the interface of Edomodo for you today. All right, let's head back. Now that we've had a look at what Edomodo is, let's head back and let's go through some actual practical applications that we could actually use when it comes to using Edomodo in the classroom. So we have 10 ways today. And what we've tried to do with these is we've tried to provide you with some examples for the students as well as you as teachers on how you could use Edomodo. So we've got 10 ways. I've got some examples from my own experience using Edomodo for some of them. Other ways, I will give you a little bit of extra information, provide you with some tips and tricks so that when you are looking at this tool, you can go, oh yeah, I can see how we can use Edomodo today. So let's get started. Let's go and have a look at 10 ways that you could use Edomodo in the classroom today. All right, number one, project presentations. Now, I was going to put a picture in there and I forgot to do that. That is absolutely hilarious. Typical teacher thinking they'll come back and do something later and they don't. All right, project presentations. This is something that I think you could actually use. Yes, we know there's other ways to create presentations. We might be using slides. We might be using PowerPoint. We might be using Wakelet. We might be using Book Creator. But what about Animoto? Okay, what about using something a little bit left of the field, something a little bit different? And I think your students will appreciate this. So maybe we could get our students to create video summaries of their science projects, detailing their hypothesis, their experiments, and their conclusions. So actually get them in there, actually get them using their voice and creating those video summaries. You might be able to put these together as a collaborative project. You might be able to get different groups or students to record different parts of the experiment and create a visual science report. How cool, how simple, okay? And that is just one way that you could use Animoto with your students in your classroom. Or maybe you think about creating and designing video presentations that you can use with your students to introduce new units, to introduce new subjects, okay? We know that things like visuals and key points are so important when it comes to capturing students' attention. And you can do that by using Animoto. I like to start my new units with a video that includes images or important information or texts or composers that the students will be engaging with throughout that unit. I think it's just nice. And the students love seeing something that you have created. And I always get at the end, did you make that? And I go, yes, I did. All right, number two, book reports. Now, this is another fantastic way that you can use Animoto and video in your classroom. So maybe rather than getting our students to write that book report down, which is so antiquated in a way, if we're getting them to write it with their hands, maybe we can get our students to create visual verbal book reports using Animoto. So students can craft animated book reports, summarizing plots, exploring character development, and sharing personal reflections of their reading. So they'll be able to create different pages, okay, that might be representing different aspects and create those short video summaries that they can use to complete their particular book report. How simple, how cool. Or maybe we get our students to create thematic videos that explore the settings of novels using images and music to convey the atmosphere. So maybe we have our students create individual projects, but they're really showing us those novels. They're using images to convey those particular atmospheres. Another way that I have used Animoto with students is to create book trailers, which are an up-and-coming element of the book industry and the publishing industry. So I've actually got my students to create their own book trailers for the novel that they have selected as part of, say, a wide reading project. What I love about this is it allows our students to express themselves, to represent what they have learned about a particular novel, the plot, the characters, setting, themes, etc. But they also have input into the delivery, the colors, the text, the music. How would they like to see a book trailer for their particular text themselves? And they have that ownership by creating that book trailer. So amazing, so powerful, so wonderful. All right, number three, digital storytelling. So with number three, students can write and narrate their own stories using Animoto to bring their narratives to life with images, video clips, and music. Another fantastic way to be able to get our students to create something, create their own stories. Maybe it's to summarize a topic or a concept or a theme, okay? They create their own images. They create their own stories using all of those different elements of Animoto. You could probably, as a teacher as well, create stories, okay? You might create some stories that illustrate historical events, scientific concepts. You might even make abstract ideas more tangible by incorporating and using Animoto and that digital storytelling to communicate and to present information to your students. So simple, okay? There are so many things that you can do that you're already probably doing with your students, but this time just doing it with Animoto. So digital storytelling is so easy and so simple for not only students and teachers when it comes to using Animoto. All right, let's move on to number four, educational tutorials. All right, so this one here, I think this is a really great one for not only teachers, but also for students. So as a teacher, you might create a step-by-step tutorial for your students looking at a complex topic. For example, let's go maths. Maybe we're looking at something that might be really complex for our senior students, our higher level mathematics students. It might be something for a science subject for one of our really higher level year 12 type science subjects, providing those step-by-step tutorial videos that your students can access. Yes, look, I'm not going to lie, there are other platforms that you could do this, but you can do this as well on Animoto, and I am just providing you with some other options and other alternatives that you could use and try with your students. Maybe you ask your students to actually be the leaders in their learning and create their own tutorial videos that you might be able to share with your classes using a platform such as Google Classroom or Microsoft Teams. So in those videos, they can explain their understanding of a subject. They can use that to teach their peers. How amazing, especially when we're getting to those higher level subjects as we move through high school, okay, as we advance our education, teaching other people so that not everybody is being required to know every single thing. We're a collaborative unit and we are supporting each other. So maybe you get your students to create a tutorial presentation that you could use here. Here you can see that you can use other tools like Loom to record, and then you can use Animoto to app smash and create a beautiful presentation that you could then share. So you could share those with your colleagues, you could create them for your school community, you could do basically anything you like. But creating those really powerful tutorial videos or how-to videos or step-by-step videos is something that you can do with Animoto. So educational tutorials for not only your students, by your students, for your colleagues, for your school community, all of those you can create in Animoto. All right, let's move on to our next idea here on how to use Animoto, and that is virtual excursions. Okay, we're living in a brand new world. We've managed to overcome most of COVID-19, and we're in a world now where if you are just like I am here in Australia, we have a teacher shortage. We have a change in the scope of education, and it's making things a little bit more challenging. So we need to think of new and innovative ways to ensure that all of our students still have access to their curriculum, their syllabus, and all of the experiences that our students have had in the past. And virtual excursions and field trips are one thing that we might need to think of moving forward. So here we could use Animoto to compile photos and videos from actual field trips or interesting locations related to the curriculum, creating a virtual exploration experience for students. We could then use that particular video, or we could create a series of small videos. We could pop that into something like a Google Form to create a learning activity so that the students are able to meet those curriculum requirements, but also do something with that virtual video field trip or excursion. So here you might be able to do a little bit of app smashing, okay, creating using Animoto, and then actually embedding that into another EdTech tool so that our students can do something with that. We might also be able to create a virtual field trip or excursion that takes us through different ecosystems, looking at images, looking at videos, looking at ways to showcase that biodiversity. So if we're looking at something from geography, or maybe we're looking at something from biology or some element of science, we can do that by creating those virtual excursions and field trips for our students. It's a new world, and this might be something that you need to consider, and Animoto might be one way that you are able to create and continue these marvelous virtual excursions and field trips with our students so that our students aren't left behind by systematic problems that we might face in our day-to-day lives as educators. All right, let's head over to our next idea, number six. Classroom newsletters. Yes, another fantastic idea on how you could use Animoto. So maybe rather than sending out those monthly PDF newsletters that we've been sending out for millions of years, that's a slight exaggeration, maybe now we could look at creating monthly video newsletters, okay? And some of this might be able to be created by our students. Here they might be able to highlight classroom activities, showcase achievements, outline upcoming events, okay? So many things that our students can have input into when it comes to creating a video newsletter to share what they are doing in their classroom. Because sometimes it's really important for our parents and community to see what our students are doing so that they can have a voice. Or maybe as a teacher, you can create a welcome video at the beginning of the school term, at the beginning of the class, okay, whatever you'd like to do this, introducing yourself and setting the tone for the classroom for the year or the semester. So rather than getting up there and, you know, just starting the lesson, create something with Animoto, share it with your students, share it with your parents and school community so that they can get to know you, they can get to know who you are, and set up that year. Set up the year so that everybody's on the same page and you're going to have an absolute blast. So another two really simple ways that you can use Animoto within your classroom to connect with your school, your community, as well as giving your students agency and voice. All right, let's head over to number seven. Number seven, language learning. All right, another two fantastic ideas just here. So we will always have diverse learners in our classrooms. We will always have students that need additional support when it comes to language learning and being able to master those skills that some of us take for granted every day. So here are two more really simple ways that you could use language learning and harness the power of Animoto for that particular purpose. So example number one, students create videos using new vocabulary in sentences supported by visuals to enhance understanding and retention. How cool is that? Getting our students to actually take what they've learned about a new word or a new set of vocabulary from a particular topic and visualize that for a new suite of people, okay? To visualize what they've learned, to use it in a sentence, to provide context, etc. How simple, how cool getting our students involved with showcasing their learning, especially if they are brand new to a particular language or they are struggling with language and being able to articulate themselves and understand, etc. A really simple way to showcase what they are doing. All right, number two here, language teachers can produce videos that immerse students in the culture of the language that they are learning, combining cultural facts with language lessons. So actually really embracing the culture of our students and using that to help our students develop and understand a new language or a new culture or something that might be really important to help them be successful in their world. So you can do that with Animoto. So simple, so easy, so effective. All right, two more fantastic ways to help our students when it comes to language learning. All right, let's head over to number eight. Three more to go. We are so close. All right, number eight, reflections and portfolios. As I've mentioned, there are so many ways that you can create reflections and portfolios with your students. But again, try to be innovative, try to find new ways to do this. And maybe trying Animoto is that one way that you need to connect with that one student who hasn't been able to put their finger on the right way to deliver a reflection or present a portfolio just yet. So we might ask our students to compile videos showcasing their work throughout the year, reflecting on their growth and achievements. Imagine if we're doing something like a portfolio for a technology subject, or we're looking at a project that goes over a number of months. Why don't we get our students to create short, sharp videos that reflect their growth from their initial idea, their planning, all the way up to their final product and what they think they have achieved throughout this process. So using those reflections and using it to create their own video portfolio. Or maybe as a teacher, maybe you can create some video portfolios that document and showcase professional development activities and teaching strategies. So maybe you're creating some videos, a portfolio that you could share with other people, maybe beginning teachers, maybe teachers that aren't as experienced when it comes to a particular topic like EdTech or literacy or numeracy or social and emotional learning. Maybe you can create a video that includes a whole range of activities and teaching strategies that our colleagues can access and use. So it's really easy to create portfolios that are accessible and really effective for not only our students, but also our colleagues as teachers. All right, let's head over to number 9. We are so close to the end. Okay, number 9, celebrating cultures and diversity. I absolutely love this one because we know that in our classrooms and our schools, we have a myriad of wonderful cultures and a huge range of diverse students, which is fantastic. So maybe we ask our students to create videos exploring different cultures, traditions, holidays, and customs so that we can really foster that global community, okay? Down here in Australia, we have a day called Harmony Day. This would be absolutely amazing, having our students research and create videos looking at different cultures and representing those in a video format. Or maybe as a teacher, we can initiate a project where students create videos on their family heritage and cultural backgrounds, and we share that with our class, all right? We really go and delve into who makes us who we are today, what are our cultures, what are our backgrounds, how are we each all really special and amazing. Why not do that through Animoto? How simple, how cool, how amazing. Animoto for the win, absolutely. All right, let's head to the last one. And this is probably one of my favorite ways to use Animoto, and that is student celebrations. Okay, our students are absolutely amazing. We have good days, we have bad days, we have challenges, but in the end, our students are what make education so fun and exciting. So celebrating our students and their achievements are really important. So some ways that we could do that, we could create a range of videos to reflect the success of sporting carnivals, creative arts endeavors, school representation, essentially anything that our students might be involved with. It might be static. We might just have images. We might have some text and some music. We might have some videos. There's so many ways that you could create those wonderful, reflective, celebratory videos of your students. We could also create an end-of-year visual yearbook or school magazine of some capacity to look at what we've done throughout the year. You can see here that it's really easy to create so much with Animoto. It's a very versatile and powerful tool to celebrate everybody, okay? And it's so easy, so simple, and so efficient that your students will grasp it and you will grasp it really quickly too. All right, so let's have a look at our plans and pricing, because we know that every good EdTech tool that we would like to use has a free option, which is limited, and then we have our paid plans. Now, these plans are in Australian dollars, so if you're not watching from Australia, please just check Animoto. One great thing that they do is they do actually put their pricing into your particular currency, which is a big win for me. Okay, so they have 4 plans, but I've only listed 3 plans here. The 4th plan is the Teams plan. I haven't listed that there because that's obviously for a discussion with somebody else that may be above you if that is something you're interested with. But essentially, you will see that it is much cheaper for you to purchase an annual subscription. I had the basic version in my previous experiences and subscriptions with Animoto. The professional version does provide you with a lot more, especially when it comes to editing options like adding colors and logos, all right? So if you're looking to really ingrain yourself and use Animoto for a lot of projects, you might consider the professional version here. All right. I used the basic version. It was enough for me. I wish I had the capacity at the time to upgrade to professional so that I had those options to change the colors so that they suited and matched my branding. But at the particular time, I didn't have that available. So go and have a look at Animoto. Go and explore it. As I mentioned all the time, it's all about trial and error. It's all about going and experimenting and seeing if this tool is going to fit your EdTech toolkit. Does it fit? If it does, maybe we pop it in there. Are we going to subscribe? Well, that's up to you and whether you think you're going to get the benefit out of it for what you were going to invest into it. Okay. All right. Animoto. Wonderful. I love it. I have used Animoto for years. Will I use Animoto again in the future? Quite possibly, depending on my particular needs and where I'm going with what I'm doing with my students or my own professional capacities. But it is a tool that I advocate. It is a tool that I have used. It is a tool that I absolutely love. And I think if you go and explore and have a look at Animoto, you might also fall in love with this tool today as well. So go over to animoto.com, sign up for the free account, explore, see what you can create, see if it fits your purposes, your context, and go from there. What have you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. What have you got to gain? Who knows? Maybe a wealth of wonderful learning activities, experiences, and an awesome way to visually engage with your students, but also to see the power of what your students have learned themselves. Thank you so much for sticking with us as we've gone through and explored Animoto. I hope you've been able to see there are so many ways that you can use this tool. But if you're looking for other tools when it comes to EdTech that you might like to try, don't forget that you can connect with us here at Evolve EdTech. You can head over to our website, evolveedtech.com. All right. On our website, you will find everything that we have created or links to different things like our podcast and our YouTube channel, but you'll be able to access everything. We have a whole range of digital templates. All right. We have a whole range of infographics. We have all kinds of things that you can access, and we are continuously adding to that. We'd also love it if you head over to YouTube and make sure that you have subscribed to our channel. All right. Subscribing to our channel, it inspires us, it motivates us, and it continues to help us create content to support you in your EdTech journeys. And don't forget that you can connect with us on Facebook. We are at Evolve EdTech, and we are on Instagram as well. You can also check us out on TikTok at Evolve EdTech. That's a brand new one. All right, so we are posting some videos on our TikTok account as well. Anyway, my name is Tristan. I hope that you have taken something away about Animoto, and I hope that you go out there and have a look and play and see what you can do with Animoto yourself. Anyway, thank you so much for joining. It's been wonderful to have you with us. I hope to see you again in the future. But until then, everybody, I hope you stay safe, be good, go and test and go and experiment with EdTech, because there's so much that you can do with it and you can help change the world and make our lives of the students that we teach even better. All right, everybody, stay safe and I will catch you again next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Evolve with EdTech podcast with your host, Tristan Herring. If you loved this episode, please rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to our podcast to help others find it. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again in the next episode of the Evolve with EdTech podcast.